Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters, on this 18th Sunday of Ordinary Time, the Church urges us to remain focused on our quest for heaven. It is a call to live a Christ-centered life. Hence, the common theme of today's readings is the futility of the greedy acquisition of wealth and power, because everything is and everyone is here today and gone tomorrow. So the meaning of life cannot be found in selfishly hoarding wealth and possessions, but only in sharing these things with the needy in love. So we are encouraged today to focus our attention on the heavenly realities more than the earthly shadows. Today, we are also reminded that we are in a transitory world. Hence, it is a call to make use of the things of this world prudently without losing our ultimate goal, which is heaven. Only when we make heaven our goal that the full meaning of life will be revealed and realized. The first reading of this Sunday begins with a warning: vanity upon vanity, all is vanity. The book of Ecclesiasticus reminds us that the greedy acquisition and hoarding of material wealth is useless, because when the hoarder dies, he goes to eternity empty-handed, and his heirs gains and perhaps squanders his riches. It strikes a reality, my dear people of God, that most of us have neglected. However, one day, each one of us will come to terms with what Kohelet is saying today: vanity upon vanity, all is vanity. The preacher Kohelet calls us to remember God in all we do. He reminds us that there will be an ultimate end to everything created in this world. He also reminds us that the ultimate goal here on earth should be to walk our way straight to heaven. The second reading of today hits the nail on its head. Paul clearly differentiates true life, that is a life lived in Christ, from a life lived outside Christ. Without missing words, he reminds us that we must be heaven bound, where Christ is everything. Hence, Paul tells us today, kill everything in you that belongs only to earthly life: fornication, impurity, guilt, passion, evil desires, greed, false gods. And he says, never tell each other lies. This call to kill everything evil is simply a call to transform our lives, a call to purity of life, and a call to remain steadfast and direct our attentions to lasting heavenly treasures, because greed for wealth and influence is idolatry. However, my dear people of God, many Christians have become so attached to the things of this world that we hardly reflect on heaven anymore. This is because for them, it has become an ancient tale told by the ignorant and believed by the fools. What Paul advocates in this reading is a Christ-centered life, That is, the life well lived on this earth will qualify us for the heavenly banquet. In today's gospel reading, Jesus speaks to us as he did to the man from the crowd. Watch out. Be on your guard against avarice of any kind. For a man's life is not made more secure by what he owns. And so, my dear people of God, the pursuit of wealth and pleasures of this world have blinded many of us to the reality that we are pilgrims here on earth. Avarice is one of the seven capital sins. It is a sin that makes one become like the material goods that one seeks. It is a hidden enemy of every child of God. So we must avoid it because it is dangerously contagious. Concerning avarice, Thomas Aquinas says, temporal goods are subject to man, that he may use them accordingly and according to his needs, not that he should make them his main purpose or be overly anxious about them. And so, my dear people of God, the more we place our hope on things of this world, the more we lose sight of heaven. Because the Bible says, where a man's wealth is, there is his soul. We have to ask ourselves today, where is our soul? Are we heaven bound? Jesus says, and calls that man a fool according to what he said God said, because the man thought he would not die soon. He was not accountable for the way he uses his riches. Because the rich man forgot the fact that his wealth has been lent to him by God to share with the needy. And so each and every one of us have been lent something. The life we are living is not ours. It is lent to us. The wealth we have is lent to us. The riches we have is lent to us. The position we are, even being children of God, is a gift from God. Do we realize this reality? Because St. Paul says, what do I have that is not the Lord's? Whatever we think we did to have the what we have, many have done it and never gotten to where we are. And so it is a privilege that God gives to each and every one of us. And if we realize that it is a privilege, we have to ask ourselves, how am I using this gift of God? If we check the story that Jesus told us today, God did not condemn this man because he struggled hard, but because he never realized and appreciated the gift of God to him. And that is how many of us are. When we become rich, when we have any gift, be it wisdom, when we have a good family, we feel that others are stupid. When we are in a good position, we always forget that God gave us that position for the greater glory of his name. We use it to subdue others. We use it to show how intelligent, how smart we are. Just like this man today. What should I do? Let me expand my barn. Let me enjoy life. he forgot that God had given him this gift to share. And so we should place ourselves in the position of that man. Let us not just see it as a story. Let us relate it with the way we live our life, each and every one of us. Jesus is warning us that our eternal life does not consist on earthly possessions, according to Luke chapter 12, verse 15. He said, we should share it to gain eternal life. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, let us fix our eyes and minds on heavenly things, not only on the vain things of this earth. Each and every one of us is rich in one way or the other. Hence, we must be generous in sharing our time, our treasure, and our talent in Christian stewardship. Even if we are poor financially, we may be blessed with intelligence, goodwill, sense of humor, the ability to console, to encourage, inspire, to support and help others. God expects each and every one of us to give thanks to him for all these blessings we have by sharing them with one another to his glory. Let us control our greed and avarice. Greed takes different forms and shapes. For some, it may be the desire for the approval and praise of others. For others, it is the uncontrolled desire of power, control, and fame. For many others, greed takes the form of excessive sinful indulgence in eating, drinking, gambling, drugs, sexual activities. Greed also turns our lives away from God and away from loving and serving him in our brothers and sisters. As greed directs all our energies and attentions to fulfilling the self, the ego, it is, its object becomes our false god and they consume us, unless we become rich in the sight of God. And the only way we can do it is to use the blessings of God according to his will. And so, my dear people of God, may we ask God in this Mass to help us overcome the vice of greed and selfishness. God is always there for each and every one of us. Let us appreciate him through Christ our Lord.